Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. And by the way, folks, CEI, Wayne Cruz's group is called Competitive Enterprise Institute. For some reason, I couldn't get that out of my mouth a while ago. Anyway, Wayne's going to be with us in the next half hour. But right now, we're talking with our good friend, Joyce Weiss, the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. And buckle your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen, because Joyce Weiss is in the building. Joyce, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you with us, and we appreciate the time that you spend with us and the wisdom that you bring us. One of the things that I know you want to talk about today, Joyce, are some things that we can do if things are not quite going as well in our business, in terms of getting the sales that we want. There's some things that we can do. Maybe when, you know, most businesses, the economy is really doing pretty well, but there may be some folks who still are lagging a little bit. What can we do for those folks?
And even when things aren't lagging, I mean, every single person, I don't care what business you have, you're going to have a slow time. So, and you're absolutely right that business is picking up. The economy is, you know, we see that in a lot of the small businesses. Use the slow time instead of whining and complaining to your friends and associates. Figure out what you can do while you finally have some time to catch up. For example, a couple years ago, when it was slow time during my speaking career, I decided to rebrand myself. That took an entire summer. Mm-hmm. So from the corporate energizer, which worked for 3 or 4 years, I decided I just didn't like that brand. Took me a while to come up with bold solutions to boost the bottom line. It works. It's better. I would not have been able to do that during the really hot times when you travel, when you're, you know, on the phone all the time. So the other people have told me that that's when they took a class that they've been wanting to do. Mm-hmm. That's when they, you know, learn something new on a computer.
It's a great time to train your people.
Oh,
I mean, when things are rocking and rolling, you don't have time. You don't have as much time for training, or at least it's harder to have the discipline to spend time training. But sure enough, if things slow down, if you're a little slow, you know, use that opportunity to improve the systems, which includes the human beings.
Absolutely. And another thing somebody told me in my audience, because I did this program about 2 weeks ago called Success Secrets to Help Your Business Grow, and that's what we're talking about, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Another person said, you know, I know the busy time is coming. I'm going to take some time off and spend with my family. So the next slow time, he said to me, that's what I'm going to do. It may sound hokey, but this guy knew that after a slow time in his business comes the really fast, I'm never going to see you time.
Right,
so
right.
I thought that was really great.
That is a good idea.
Yeah.
What are some other things we can do?
For when slow times, that's when you network more and go to, whether it's a chamber of commerce, whether it's just look in your paper under the business section, find a group that you've never gone to. I find that's so exciting. I just met a group called Executive Women International here in the Detroit-Windsor area, and this has brought me so much business from this one group. Now, when you network, and I know you talk about this all the time, mm-hmm. Jim, do it in a smart way. Have your 30-second, you know, introduction of what you do, and the most important thing is close your mouth and listen. When you take somebody else's card, if you can help them out, that's better than giving your card to them and saying, help me. And
right.
that's another thing to do during the slow time, to figure out what group would interest you. And there's so many wonderful networking groups that many of us don't know about. They're little hidden groups. I just think that's a huge one.
What about this? And this is along the lines of what you were saying earlier about rebranding yourself. One of the things that I like to see people do is sort of, if things slow down and you know, when things slow a little bit, Joyce, sometimes we take that personally. We sort of internalize that and think it's because, you know, we're not good enough, or we're not perfect enough. And what I've seen happen before is when you actually would sit down and say, okay, what am I good at? What are the things that I really have learned how to do? What are the things that my company is really good at? Maybe we're better or as good as anybody in the world who does this, and literally write those things down and have them looking back at you from a sheet of paper. What about that?
Oh, I mean, that's exactly, and that was going to be the next thing when you were going to say, okay, Joyce, what else can people do? That's exactly what I was going to say. How can we improve? Take a look at our strengths, of course, like you just said. What are we good at? And then how can we make this better? I don't care. I mean, for example, myself, I know I'm a great speaker, and I'm not saying that with a big ego thing. I've been doing this for 20 mm-hmm. years, so I get referrals. It's
right.
Not because I'm lousy.
Well, if you're making a living at it, you must be good at it.
Well, exactly, and I know that. And listeners, don't think that I'm just hot in the head. I mean, that's a truism. The other side of it, though, is I know I can improve my PowerPoint, because I am very technical, but I'm looking at my competition and seeing what they're doing. So during a slow time, which is not now for me as a speaker and leadership expert, there will be a time probably in the winter that I know that I'm going to, you know, bring someone in and show me, because I don't want to take a class, because it takes too long for me to commit one or two nights a week for, you know, 10 weeks, because mm-hmm. I know I don't have that. I will hire someone as a small business. It's part of my growth, is that I have a certain amount that I put aside for professional growth. I will bring in someone, sit me down in my own office and say, okay, look at my PowerPoint, help me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a good idea. You know, Joyce, I remember years and many, many years ago, When I started my consulting business, I went through a slow period, and things got picked up a little bit at the beginning, and then it slowed down a little bit. I took a week or two, and I sat down and created a brochure for my company.
Beautiful.
And it was like that resume I was talking about. It really helped me to focus on that. So that got me more energized about what I could do, and I took that brochure out. And you know what? I never got to give them all away, because I wound up getting so much business that I had to stop giving them away, because I couldn't take care of everybody.
That's a problem.
It re-energized me. You're so right about that. Stand by, Joyce. We're going to take a quick break. Folks,
sure.
Joyce Weiss is our guest. She's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. When we come back, we're going to get her to give us her website, and we're going to talk about some more success secrets as per Joyce Weiss. Stay with us. By the way, her name is spelled Weiss. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And it's a little bit of entrepreneurial nirvana, ladies and gentlemen. jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance. You can find out about Joyce there, because we got a lot of stuff on our website about Joyce Weiss. But she also has her own website, which I want her to give now. Joyce, go ahead.
Okay, and it's a new website.
All right.
It's ChiefCorporateCoach.com.
ChiefCorporateCoach.com, all right.
Yeah, just think CCC.
What do we find?
Chief Corporate Coach. And you will find free newsletters on leadership issues, team building, and balance, which, of course, is describes the Take the Ride of Your Life, which is how
right.
to have fun and balance.
Can we find the book there?
Yes, it's under products.
Uh-huh, and we can buy it there?
Yep, you can buy it there, and I give all of your listeners a bunch of other extra surprises.
All right.
Articles, bookmarks, free things when
Load
you purchase.
Up.
Yes.
We appreciate that very much. So, folks, check it out and go let Joyce give you the extra, the Small Business Advocate treatment there, which we appreciate, Joyce. Let's talk about another success secret. What's the next one?
Oh, this one my peers cannot believe that I talk about. And that is how over and over again I hear people that are successful, and they talk about their success so much that you want to, you know, gag. And what happens a year later, you see them in the paper that they've gone bankrupt, or you hear they're not doing well. So when I say that my my competition, my peers can't believe I talk about this, I talk about a story about myself that when I became a certified speaking professional, I thought I was there, Jim. I mean, for the National Speakers Association, this is an attained award, meaning that you've been in the business for a certain amount of time. They, the National Speakers Association, they check out.
It's a rigid qualification, folks.
Oh, it's huge, huge. So I get this. I thought that I was better than the best speaker in the whole world.
Right.
That's the time when 3,000 people walked out of my speech. Right after I got it. And the good news is that I learned. The bad news is that the meeting planner that hired me was very upset because she said, you're so easy. What happened? What happened? I believed in my own hype.
Yeah.
And the greatest, that was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Because no matter how good you get, that means you can get better and better.
Right.
And many companies, they do the same things that they did a year ago. They become victims of their success.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you appreciate how much courage and how much maturity and how much wisdom and centering it takes to be able to tell the story that Joyce just told. Joyce, I appreciate that. That means a lot to us.
Well, Jim, and I thank you the way you reacted, because that's, you think, it took me 3 years before I could tell the story, Jim.
You probably didn't even want to think about it.
What I wanted to think, my dear listeners, I wanted to quit.
Yeah.
Don't we all want to quit when we fail that bad? And we've all made them. But the reason why that story is an in-your-face story, because I want to tell people, hey, I lived through it. Not only did I live through it, it was the best lesson that I could think of career-wise.
But you're exactly right. And now, you know, folks, if you don't know it, you know, now Joyce has got all the business she can eat. But only because you bounced back.
Bounced back, learned, and I drive my meeting planners and the people that hire me crazy, because I'm now an overachiever with them. Instead of taking it for granted, okay, you want me to do a program on leadership? Okay, thank you. I'll be there at 6 o'clock. Whenever I ask questions, I interview. So I am so prepared because I'm always thinking of that one time. So listeners, when you make that mistake, take a look at what you learned. Don't beat you. You know, we all have to beat ourselves up. We're human beings. Just don't do it as long as I did.
Yeah. Well, the thing is what we have to realize is that when we succeed, we often don't learn anything from those successes because we think it's because we're so smart.
Thank you.
Only really learn, and I love what Billy Joel said. You know, he said, you know, your success, your failures are the only things you can truly call your own.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And you know, you have to learn from those things. And I still love this. And I think I finally found out who said it, or at least a variation of this. I think it was Thomas Edison who said, "Failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work."
Great.
Isn't that great?
It's great. And see here, you know, it's interesting. We're both talking about success and failure at the same time. Within the same segment, which means you can't have success without failure. You can't
They're
have
harness
failure.
Mates.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're harness mates.
And when you are on a career high, enjoy it. Just don't believe in your own hype, because that does not last forever. And I don't mean to put like a little cloud over us.
No,
it's,
you're right. You're
it's
right.
The wisdom piece.
That's right.
You know, and how. And the most important question, this is the question I ask my audience, is how do you grow professionally to make sure that you don't stay stuck? And this is where, you know, I get just, again, the classes. People take classes. They do different marketing. It's like what you said about your brochure.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to get excited, staying current.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
We're going to have to wrap it up because they're coming up on the end of our visit, but what a great visit it is. Thank you so much for your time and for your wisdom. It's great to have you as a part of our brain trust.
Thank you so much.
Give us your website one more time.
Okay, I'm going to give you a different one. Tips2behappy.com.
I love it. Tips to be happy.
This is another one for people to visit.
Joyce Weiss, Take the Ride of Your Life is her book. Thanks, Joyce. See you next time.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. Right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.